Hi, Eleanor Harrison-Dengate with your news briefing. No new cases in Melbourne's public housing towers for the third day in a row. The buildings have had almost 400 cases, but no more recorded since Thursday. Meantime, Victoria's also seen a drop in case numbers, 397 today, down from the 600-plus highs earlier this week. Four new deaths due to COVID today, three in Victoria and one in New South Wales. It brings Australia to an unfortunate milestone. We now have 200 people who've succumbed to the disease. Victorian Premier Dan Andrews says it's another reminder to take the pandemic seriously.
You need to just think for a moment. Nurses and doctors and ambulance paramedics and others in our health team, they're stepping up and playing their part, and it's up to you to step up and play yours.
500 kilos of cocaine have been stopped from entering Australia following a light plane crash in Papua New Guinea. The AFP says it can't rule out the weight of the drugs didn't impact the aircraft's ability to take off. Five men linked to a Melbourne criminal syndicate have been charged.
We will continue to combat transnational serious organised crime affecting Australia and the Pacific region.
Assistant Commissioner Lisa Gale there. And another virus to deal with for Victoria, a bird flu outbreak has been discovered in a free-range egg farm near Geelong, now under quarantine. All pigeon races, bird shows and bird sales in the Golden Plains Shire are being cancelled, while authorities say it rarely affects humans. The Sea Eagles are hosting the Panthers tonight. Manly 5'8", Dylan Walker back on the field after an ankle injury. Coach Des Hasler telling Fox they've got their strategy sorted to give the top-of-the-table team a bit of trouble.
Our right edge will be a real good challenge for them. I think it's about pressure tonight from your D, so we'll see how that goes.
Earlier, the Titans went down to Sydney in a nail-biter, 18-12. In the meantime, Parramatta enforcer Ryan Madison has been ruled out ahead of their game with the Bulldogs tomorrow after suffering a head knock. The Pies have been fined $50,000 after Collingwood let two unauthorised outsiders into the hub, including Australian Fed Cup captain Alicia Molik. A steep price for coach Nathan Buckley and assistant coach Brenton Sanderson to play tennis with the visitors. And St Kilda's leading against the Swans at halftime, 46-24, while the Roos thumped the Crows 119-50 earlier. North Melbourne rejoicing in the return of Majak Dor after over 700 days stuck on the sidelines.